It's 8:43 on a Friday morning with the Musers. And let's open the door and welcome into the studio our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology classes.
The good doctor.
And the author or co-author of more than 7,400 books.
7,412.
Good morning.
That's what we're up to. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
How are you?
He's doing wonderful, wonderful. Although I must say, the heat is almost unbearable.
It's terrible, yes. Isn't it?
It's so hard. I mean, I almost passed out yesterday exiting the bathhouse because I'd been in a sauna. Huh. And then I walked straight out into that heat. And oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It took forever.
I bet.
For my Prius to cool off.
Yeah, it takes a long time to cool off in this weather.
To do it?
Do you go cold brew or do you still go hot coffee in the summertime? Well, there it is. Not again.
Hot and black.
Okay, all right.
It is wonderful. No, I still drink hot coffee. I love my coffee. I love my students at UTD. Of course, I've been teaching there for so long.
Yes.
But I always find time for publishing books.
Yes, yeah. And you may have heard my book review in the last segment. I'd love to read.
No, George, I did. I did hear it. And
you just called
me
Craig.
I heard about the Pueblo Revolt book that you had read. FYI, for your information.
Yeah?
I published that book.
You did?
Yes, I was the publisher on that book. I worked closely with David Roberts, the author.
Uh-huh.
And I worked so closely with him, in fact. I was always on top of him. I was like, I wrote him hard to finish.
Did you?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Because I wanted it out there. I was so excited for that book to be finished.
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating. And I just couldn't get enough of the story.
Yeah.
I was always pumping him for information. I mean, I was behind him 100%. I almost couldn't wait for full release, the full release of that book.
Well, you got the book out there, and
because
congratulations.
When we could finally promote it, you almost couldn't wipe away my enjoyment.
Yeah.
Gosh, well, that sounds
sea
like something
rags
else. That sounds like
to
a
riches stories, because that's what this was.
Okay.
Dr. Maxwell, that sounds like quite an intense
work
environment.
A few other similar books. This one is, and I brought them up here for you. I can't give you this one because it's my copy, my personal copy.
Okay.
But it's called Native Americans, An Illustrated Guide to Corby's Stolen Valor by Bob Stern.
Oh, wow.
It's a brand new book.
That may cause some problems on the show, I would think.
Here's another related one. This is called Custard's Last Stand, The Story of Luca's Fat Years by Jason Kidd.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's telling all now.
And I have a few other spiritual-related books here.
Oh, great.
This is called The Time I Stole George's Truck and Worked with Jim Nance by Tony Romo.
Wow.
It's kind of an odd
that is such a
subject,
fiction.
But,
two big things in his life.
Yes, and George, I have this one for you. This is a bit of a surprise from your co-host over here.
Okay.
This is written by him. It's called Busting Through the Average, My Story of Flatulence by Craig Jr. Miller. I don't know if you heard about the latest study.
Yes, we did.
Yes, but
very
Craig
low.
Actually skewed those numbers quite well. And then spiritual-related books, this is,
what happened?
He just forgot to get another book.
Dr. Maxwell,
it's just a book.
Sorry, I grazed against the side of the book. Wonderful. This one's called People Finally Like My Stadium, Jerry Jones' Story of Discovering Which Sport His Stadium Was Actually Designed For.
Yes.
Chapter 1, Discovering the Curtains Actually Work.
Imagine that.
Chapter 2, Gate Agent. He goes right into it, right there in Chapter 2.
Amazing.
Somehow, unrelated to World Cup.
That has nothing to do with the stadium.
Yes. Here's another World Cup related. This is Thank God the World Cup Is Gone So I Don't Have to Deal with Lars Anymore by Peter Welton.
Wow.
I didn't know that there was tension there.
Came out quickly, and I thought they got along fine.
There. How about this? Kiwi fans, listen up.
Cowboy fans?
Yes. Yes! This is called Hey Man, It's Time for Another Football Season, Brother, by Shoddy Schottenheimer.
All right.
Forward by Q, GP, and CP.
God.
Can't wait to read that one.
And how about the national pastime?
Okay.
The old national pastime. This one is called You Win Some, You Lose Some, and You Do It in Equal Amounts by Skip Schumacher.
Or you got a book out about
very good at treading water.
Yes, he teaches you how to run a very balanced team. See, good, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
So good to see you, Dr. Maxwell. Good luck in the fall semester.